Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Now, this is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away at something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Broadcasting loud and proud from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and gosh, we're glad you could join us tonight. Hope you're doing fine on this wonderful October 19th, 2010 evening. Man, can you believe this year's flown by the way it has? It's just incredible. Hope you're listening live tonight. If you are, we're glad you can join us. And if you're listening to the podcast later, we're glad you're listening too. Try and tune in live sometime so you can participate. Look, folks, this show's all about you, so if you would like to call in and participate on the show, be sure and give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. The number and the Skype ID is right there on the bottom of the player that you're listening to the show on right now, hopefully, and if you're listening live. So be sure and give us a call tonight. Tonight we have an RCSB show regular, Mr. Jerry Bates. I want to welcome you back, Jerry. Welcome to the RCSB show.
Well, thank you, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm fantastic. You know, I just can't believe where this year has gone. You know, it just seemed like yesterday we were talking on the show, and I look back, and it's been like 5 months since we've had you on the show.
I know. It sure does go fast.
It really does. So I wanted to check in with you tonight and let you maybe give us an update on some of the things you've been working on this summer. And I'll tell you what, before we get into that, for those that the two or three people around the world that don't know you in this hobby, why don't you tell a little bit about Jerry Bates' plans and what kind of aircraft you do, et cetera?
Well, I do a number of plans. I've kind of lost track, actually. I think I'm around 55 plans now, and concentrate a lot on obscure airplanes, military. Really like U.S. Navy planes. I'm getting into the kind of golden era stuff now. I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
As I get older, I need something that's got a lot less buttons on the radio, you know?
Right.
It'll just go over there and come back over here, that sort of thing. But I do love scale and try to try to involve myself in all the research I can. I just really enjoy that part of it too, of course. And so I do a lot of research on the projects I do and visit museums and measure aircraft and get all the manuals and all that kind of stuff. Probably unnecessary, but it's part of being anal, I believe. So, you know, I just love it.
I hear you. Well, you know, that's to me, that's one of the best parts of picking a project, when whether you're designing or building it, is doing the research on it. You know,
right.
You just learn so much history. It's just incredible. But well, look, folks, if while we're having our discussion tonight, if you'd like to talk to Jerry or ask Jerry a question or make a comment, give us a call, 478-787-4768. And anybody who calls in tonight, we're going to send you a AeroCinema DVD preview pack. So be sure and check in with us tonight if you have a question. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've been working on this summer. I know you've had a couple of projects on the board one or two finish up. So would you give us an update on what you've been working on?
Well, I released two plans, Golden Era aircraft. One, a Belanca Cruise Master, Cruise Air. It's like a triple tail dragger, low wing, private aircraft, and the other is a Cessna Airmaster. And those plans show versions from the C-36, C-37, and the one, I believe C-39 and the 164, all very similar aircraft, previous planes to the C-165 and the C-180, right, radial engine, high wing, tail draggers, really pretty airplanes. And
yeah,
I got those two out of the way. Of course, I don't think either one of them are on my website yet, but we'll worry about that in a minute. The latest Warbird I just finished was for a friend of mine. I promised him I'd do those ASAP about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just did finish them, and that's for a Heinkel HE-100, a plane that was very interesting as far as trying to collect what available documentation there is on such an obscure airplane.
I'll bet.
It came out really fine. Just under a third scale, 103-inch wingspan, uses a DA-85, and like a 7-inch spinner, 7-inch wheels. Cool-looking airplane.
That airplane had some very interesting and unique features for its time, which was the late 30s. Talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind. That's an interesting airplane.
The original design was based around a surface cooling system. Instead of having a radiator hanging down, it actually used the panels, conformal panels that were part of the wing and fuselage and the rudder that circulated actually steam through that system and was cooled by the airflow over those surfaces. Caused a little resistance with the German Air Force, and I guess it would be quite a problem should it get shot full of holes, that sort of thing. So
yeah, it'd
be a little difficult to repair. The last 12 that were built, actually, they removed that system. Even the original ones had a retractable radiator. When it was on the ground, engine running, of course, there's not much air moving across those surfaces, so it had a regular radiator that would extend down below the wing center section for cooling. Then once it was in the air, that would retract. On those last 12 they built, they took the surface cooling system off, enlarged that radiator, and when it was on the ground, the radiator would be fully exposed. But when it was in the air, it actually retracted. And in high-speed flight, it was totally retracted.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how they still got air through it, because there's no other openings in that area, but it seemed to work quite well. Actually, it was a bit better airplane, much more range. fuel, speed, and altitude than the ME-109, which it was going against, and, of course, was not selected primarily for political reasons. But
right.
So they didn't build many of them. There's somewhere around 20, 22, 21 that
yeah.
were built. Several were sent to Russia. One or two were sent to Japan, and the spinoff from that airplane, I believe, was the Tony. So it does have quite a history. I did collect an awful lot of stuff. I read everything I could find. Now that I'm done with the project, I've just about made myself try to forget all that so I can move on to the next project.
I hear you. Hey, we got a couple of emails in with some questions for you. First question is from Don Olson out in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. He recently relocated from the Midwest out there. Don wants to know, how big is the Blanca and is it the SR model?
The Blanca is, well, now, I'm not certain what an SR model is.
Me either. I'm not quite sure what he's saying there.
But the Cruisemaster Cruise Air.
Yeah.
It's a. It's not the early version that has a radial cowl. It is the later version.
Maybe it's in like fact, a senior or something like that? Cruisemaster
no,
senior?
No, it wouldn't be called a senior. And here again, I've lost track of all the model numbers of the aircraft. But
right.
It's 103-inch wingspan, quarter scale.
Gotcha.
So it would use the appropriate gas motor for something like that. You probably want a little bit more than would you'd use for a Cub of that size, of a quarter scale Cub. So, yeah, G38, something around that. And the plane is very smooth and quite fast. We flew the prototype quite a long time ago, several years ago, and just a real joy to fly. Wonderful
yeah.
little airplane.
Well, Nate. Also, Andre from Brazil is listening tonight. Glad you're listening, Andre. He's got a question. He says, do you have plans to release more civilian airplane plans?
Yes, Andre, I really do. And in fact, I'm collecting all the data I can on the Cessna 182 tail dragger model with the square tail.
Yeah.
And I'd like that. I'm debating whether a quarter scale or a third scale, but I would like to do that one. There are several Stinson airplanes I would love to do. I'm currently working on a military version of the Aranca L3 Grasshopper,
mm-hmm.
which was derived from the, I think it was called an A-65. It's a tandem high-wing, two-place civilian airplane. Gorgeous little airplane. It's pre Champion, you know.
Yeah.
So it looks really nothing much like a Champion. More like a Cub, but it's taller and thinner fuselage, and a nice little airplane. But yeah, I would love to. That's my goal now.
Well, also, our buddy Glenn McIntosh emailed in. I bet you know what his question is.
Yeah. When am I going to do the Mach-E 202?
No, the Spartan. The Spartan.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Daryl Tenney is going to do the gear for the HE-100.
Mm-hmm.
But only, I should think, if I finish his Spartan Executive. That was a project particularly for him. That is my next project. That absolutely is my next project. I do have a project for a friend of mine that is a sort of a secret project, and his initials is Mike Chilson, and I've pretty much finished collecting data on that one, but I'm going to try to work on that on the side. Mike does seem to have enough projects to work on, right?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's not short of projects at all.
There you go.
Well, that's good to hear. You're actually pretty far along on that Spartan, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. The wings are complete. The empennage is complete. all the formers for the fuselage are developed. And the thing I'm toying with right now, and I believe I shall go this way, is to have the wing center section built as part of the fuselage. Mm-hmm. And it would break it. There's kind of a natural point where it could break right outside of the main gear.
Mm-hmm.
And so the main gear and the wing center section and all would stay on the airplane, and the outboard panels can come off. And at a quarter scale, that's about 32 inches wide in there, so it'll easily fit in a pickup or a van.
Yeah.
That way, and kind of convenient to handle. Then the radio gear can be accessed through what is a panel in the real fuselage in the wing center section where you remove the fuel tank.
Huh.
So you can see you can get to all of that, and you don't have to disturb your cabin, and the wing fillets are much easier to build as part of the center section fuselage combination, so. I think that'll be another outstanding airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I got to see Pat Hartness's up at Joe Knoll last time I was up there. Man, what a pretty airplane. I mean, it just screams golden age. It really does.
I'll tell you. It's like the Cadillac of the golden age private aircraft. So.
Absolutely. Well, hey, let's tell folks what the secret project is you're working on. I don't mind them knowing.
All right, then.
I think
but, it's going to be a big PBM. What do you call the PBM?
The Mariner.
Martin Mariner, of course.
Yeah.
I found all the manuals for it and all that, so,
Oh, yeah. That's going to be nice. Tell them an idea of the size of it. This is going to be
probably around 131 inches.
Yeah.
Somewhere right at that. And there, too, we'll probably have the wing center section stay on the fuselage. The rear section of the fuselage with the empennage would come off as a piece. Servos and everything mounted in that section. So you're just taking off the empennage and making it easier to get in the vehicle,
Right.
So.
Well, that's definitely going to be my retirement project. I've decided that.
There you go. A big, fat, ugly flying boat.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Sounds great,
That's right. I tell you, it's kind of funny. I've actually already started collecting wood for that monster.
Wonderful.
So every time I order some wood, I order a couple extra pieces for it. So
You're gonna need a couple trees worth.
I think so. So I'm getting it while I can. But I appreciate you working on that. That's gonna be nice. Let's see. I think we had another question here. Let me see.
All right.
No, I guess I covered all those. I was gonna ask you though. You're actually working on a model right now. You got one out in your workshop. Tell everybody what you've got. What you've got on the table right now.
You mean the Welch?
Yeah, the little Welch.
Yeah, right. That's a quarter scale Golden Era airplane. Probably the preview to ultralights. Actually, it's kind of like a looks similar to Aranca. What is it? Aranca C1, bathtub, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a high wing and kind of a triangular fuselage. But it's even uglier, which I like. So
it looks like a guppy to me. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, it sort of does. Uh-huh. And I think there's only one or two left flying. I met the family that built that airplane, and they happen to have the plans for the airplane with them there and loaned them to me. So, I had to do it. And, I put several internal combustion engines in it and just didn't like the way any of them fit. So
yeah.
I'm converting that to an electric. And
that's awesome.
It's 108-inch wingspan.
Yeah. Good size bird. I call it little. It just looks little, like it was a little airplane in full size,
yeah. That's right. I mean, they say two people will fit in it, but I don't know where you put the other person,
Maybe a 1935 Depression era person could fit two of them.
There you go.
In it.
Right. Yeah. Ill fit. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. That's pretty neat, though. It was kind of neat couple of weeks ago, you know, we got to spend some time together down at the Rally of Eagles, which is always a good event.
Very good.
You know, one thing that kind of impressed me about that event when we were down there is, I don't know if you knew this, did you know there were no crashes or no incidents at all during that event?
I'll be darned. Wonderful.
I
mean,
I couldn't believe that. I was like, man, yeah. I think it says something to the caliber of some of the guys that are at that event. But
yeah, a lot of the competition guys go, and it's just a chance for them to let their hair down and just relax. And
that's right. Well, that's great, man. I'm glad you checked in with us tonight. You know, I think a lot of times people forget that, you know, you guys who do the designing for our models have real lives and full-time jobs, and you know, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure do wish this would pay to put food on the table, but it doesn't.
Absolutely. I know for a fact you do it because of the love of the hobby. It's certainly not for the money.
Yeah. But yeah, I really enjoy doing it.
I tell you, I got a real nice email, I guess it was one day last week, from Michael Seco, I think is how you pronounce his name. Apparently, and I just want to share this with the audience. It may embarrass you a little bit, but it was a very nice email about you. He's a member on the site. And he said, Mike, I had received a set of plans and 3 views for a Yak 3 from Jerry Bates that he sent a second time to me by accident. I had contacted him about returning them, but he refused and told me to keep them free of charge, and it would teach him a lesson to pay more attention.
that's one thing I am not, is a businessman.
He says, how many people would give away $80 worth of product in today's economy? Only him. And I could not say enough here about Jerry for the way he handles this. I think that, you know, that kind of sums up. You know, I know you're in it for the hobby. You know,
yeah. That's good to hear things like that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of people appreciate what you do, and you know, I think you have some great airplanes out there, and I think anybody who looks in your forum would realize that there's a lot of them being built, so and flying for that matter. So, well, look, bud, I'm going to let you go. I know you got things to do and want to relax for the rest of the evening, but I appreciate you taking a little time tonight to spend it with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And hey, you know what? You're welcome anytime. So anytime you got a new plan, and for God's sake, when you get the Spartan done, you've got to come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can announce it to those guys, because I know Glenn and Tom are waiting on them.
Yeah, I feel obligated to these people now, of course, and I'll see that they get their plans, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I know you will. I know you will, but just not enough hours in the day, is there?
There you go.
Well, look, I appreciate you coming on the show, Jerry, and we're gonna go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, folks, stick around. We're going to have more here on the RC Scale Builder Show, and, of course, we're going to have a great trivia question. Actually, Jerry, it's about the Heinkel 100, believe it or not. So you may want to hop on your computer and listen to it. So,
okay.
You may win some glue, Jerry.
Ooh, that's what I need.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, pal. Thanks again for coming on the show, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, Matt Jolly is going to be joining me, and we're going to get into some trouble tonight. So be sure and join us right after these messages.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show. If you're interested in radio-controlled scale models, join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our live show. We'll be covering the latest news in RC Scale and have some great interviews every week. That's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with rebroadcast throughout the week, the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away at something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
We're so close to the Pentagon. Sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and Josh, I'm glad you could join us tonight. That was a great time checking in with Jerry. He's a nice fella and loves the hobby. And I tell you what, he's certainly not the biggest airplane whore, but he's close to it. My good buddy Matt Jolly's here with me. Matt, how are you tonight?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. Glad to be home.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, glad to be home. But nonetheless, we've been driving all day. But anyway, home and glad to be with you on the RC Scale Builder Show. And what's this I hear about a trivia question that you have tonight? Is it a good one?
Oh, yes, yeah, a great one.
Don't need to break out Google real quick and get ready?
Well, I will tell you guys that if you want a shot at the trivia question, you need to go ahead and pull up a web browser.
Because you didn't send this one to me tonight. So
Actually, I did.
Did
you not get the document?
No, I guess I didn't get it, but that's okay. Well, I'll play for real tonight.
Okay. It's not a hard one, actually.
Right. That's what he always
says. Hey, you know, before we get into that, I want you to tell some people, you know, I don't think everybody knows on my site that you actually have a nice L2, full scale. And that you've been flying it around that area quite a bit since you flew it up to Washington, D.C. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? You said you went out this last Sunday, didn't you, and flew some?
Yeah, I did, actually. I went out, and we had, you know, pretty strong winds the last few days. But, I did a little bit of flying. Just had a good time with it, you know?
Yeah. It's a great airplane, by the way. Well, I really do like it.
Thank you. We're getting ready to fly. I'm getting ready to take it down to Monroe, North Carolina for Warriors and Warbirds here coming up in just a few weeks now. November, I believe it's 6th and 7th. It's a Veterans Day weekend every year down there. They have a good show and a lot of fun. So, if the guys down there and you know, Forrest and the rest of those guys down at Sodbusters are listening. Boy, they ought to come up for the weekend up there to North Carolina. Good times out there at Monroe Airport, just outside of Charlotte. So if you're in the Charlotte area, come on out. Have a good time.
That's one of the great things about having this show on Warbird Radio. I get to know about all the upcoming events and what everybody's doing in the Warbird community. So I feel like I'm in the loop, even though I'm really not.
I thought that there was a... maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that they had a collection of radio-controlled warbirds there last year at the air show. But I could be wrong. I don't think they were flying, but I thought they were there on display. Maybe I'm wrong in that. But
yeah,
I thought they did. So
Hey, before we get into the trivia question, why don't you let me announce some upcoming events related to RC, that RC scale specifically, and of course. This segment's brought to you by myrcevents.com. Folks, if your club hosts or sponsors events, RC events, need to hop on myrcevents.com and sign up and post your events there. It's also a place to go if you want to find something to do. If you have a slow weekend and want to find something within 100 or 200 miles of you, just hop on there. You can do a search and see what's going on in your area. But coming up this month and next month, and into December, actually, this weekend, Matt, we've got the 1/8 Air Force Fall Fly-In in Phoenix, Arizona.
Now, is Mitch going out? for that?
Yeah, he's actually flying. I got a funny story to tell you about that real quick. He actually had this little P-51 ARF that he sent out there with one of the guys that lives out there. And the guy sent him an email back telling him that he had fixed it up and changed the scheme and all this other stuff. It was really funny. He's like, man, Mitch is like, I need to send all my airplanes out there.
That's
of course, we've got the AMPS AeroFest coming up October 30th in Homestead, Florida. That's my buddy Vickers' event on the site. Also, Warbirds Over the Glades, November 6th and 7th in Delray Beach, Florida. You can tell all the events have moved way south.
Yeah,
and last but certainly not least, the Southern Dawn Patrol. I think this is his third or fourth year.
Yep, out there.
In Andersonville at Mac Hodges Place, December 3rd and 4th.
I know Gail and the two Johns will
be
there.
Johns, yeah. They'll be there for sure.
Oh, heck yeah. Boy, that'll be
awesome. And we'll post all these links to these events on the episode thread on RC Scale Builder, so be sure and check that out.
And what weekend is that again, Mike? It's November...
December 3rd and 4th.
December 3rd and 4th.
Yeah, I think we're going to try and go to that one.
That might be one to fly down for.
You know, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome if you could. But I think I'm going to try and make that one for sure. So we've been scheming trying to find a World War One bird, and I think we've got one. So.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be fun, though. Well, that'd be a good fun trip. All right.
It would be. Also, the recommended site of the week this week, I found this really cool site, and I'll send you the link too, Matt, since you didn't get the document, but it's called Aviation Videos, and this guy has basically collected aviation clips from all over the world, categorized them for you. And if you want to look at flying boats, you can look at flying boats. If you want to look at transports, if you want to look at civilian planes, military planes, whatever. It's a great website, and it has tons of video on it. So I'll shoot that over to you. And that also will be posted in the episode guide for the site. One other thing before we get to the trivia. We kind of made a change this week. We were using a podcast hosting service called Podbean. And to kind of make it less confusing and streamline things, now, when you want to go back and listen to the old episodes, when you click on the link, it takes you to the Warbird Radio RC Scale Builder Show page. And you can just scroll down through all the episodes and listen to the episodes right there on the page. So it's a lot simpler, a lot cleaner. And hopefully it won't be quite so confusing for everybody, because we had it in so many different places. I don't know what I was thinking. I must have been on crack that day.
Very good. You're all about making it, you know. Folks think that you're such a complex man, Mike, but you're really not. I mean, you are cheap, but you're not easy. You know?
That's right. No. That's right. I'm not easy. Yeah.
You're not easy. No. Uncomplicated, though. That's a good way to put it, though. I like that.
Yeah. It's a lot more lot simpler
than
it used to be.
How's the give the update? How's the Belanca coming along?
Well, you know, I actually just I posted some pictures in a thread. I guess it was last night. I've got the vertical stab and the rudder covered, and I put down my little fake thread with canopy glue and then put my pinking tape over that. So the vertical stab and rudder is hinged, covered, everything's ready to paint on it. It's ready to go. The horizontal stab's done. I got to do the elevators. And I'm thinking next week we're going to start covering the fuselage.
Boy, that's great news. Well, you know, it's getting to be that time of year, Mike.
That's right.
Getting cold, and I thought about that the other day when I was out. I went out to the hangar the other morning, and it was in the 40s, maybe 50s, but it was still, it was enough to make you think, "What am I doing out here?"
This
is cold, and to think it's only going to get a lot worse up here. But nonetheless, you know, it's getting to be that time of the year where you start evaluating. Is it too cold to go? Is it too cold? I don't know.
You know, but, something interesting
time
about
to start
that
loading, for for sure.
A lot of people approach me in the summertime. They'll send me an email and they'll say, Mike, have you noticed that there's just not that much traffic on the site? I'm like, well, of course not. Everybody's out flying.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Yeah, but it's so funny. We double our numbers between the summer and the winter as far as our traffic, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's pretty interesting because you can actually tell when building season is coming because the numbers start coming up. So it's really interesting. I hate we didn't have a segment tonight, folks. Unfortunately, Ron Berg was scheduled, but he had an emergency come up and wasn't able to make it. So you're stuck with me and Matt tonight.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, you can only make a show about scale modeling so exciting. But I got to tell you something. We do such a good job trying to keep it semi-alive compared to some of the other ones.
Such a good job.
We really do. We really do.
So should we tell them about our conversation of the day about the news segment? That should we talk about this a little bit?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we need to keep it a secret.
Do you really?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it needs to be a total secret. You know, and then after the first one, we can announce.
All right. Well, okay.
But, you know, what I was getting at here, I'm not going to name the name, but I was listening to another RC podcast, and there's several of them out there, obviously. And there was like four guys sitting there.
Are you trash talking again, Mr. Chilson?
I am. I'm doing some trash talking. This is what rednecks do best, okay?
That and shoot at the propane tank, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, exactly. And our famous last words are, hey, y'all, watch this. Anyway, but man, I tell you what, I was about to fall asleep listening to that thing. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there
because
it was interesting. It really was comparing our show to theirs.
Okay.
But
your show.
Anyway.
Your show. Yeah.
Okay, folks, I got to ask you all a question who are listening. I need your help on this. I would like to know from you, I'm thinking about 2011. Who some people are you would like us to interview?
Mm. Okay.
If any of you out there listening, whether you're listening live or listening on the podcast, shoot me an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com. If there's someone that you'd like us to bring on the show that you think might be interesting to the scale modeling community, you know, we've got a lot of ideas. We've got a lot of people coming up the rest of this year. But I'd like to get your ideas about, you know, that. And I'd really like to get some ideas about what it's going to take to get you guys to participate more without just, you know, coming out with a mobile computer to your workshop and putting you on the air right there. Because I'll do it. I will do it. And I know four candidates right off the bat I can go to. So I need you guys to start participating more.
Well, they are. They do listen quite a bit.
They do listen, but we need some callers, you know. I mean,
well, you get them, you just berate them. I love it, you know.
You know, well, I tell you what, awful. You know, this
you guys
this
put up with Chilson. I can't believe it. I mean, they get on your website, they spend so much time there, and then you just harass them.
Oh, I do. I do. It's, you know, it's what I live for.
Well, my goodness.
just kidding, guys, obviously. But no, I do need your help.
No, he's not. He's not kidding. He wants you to call in.
I do want you to call in. You know, Matt and I are good friends, and we talk a lot, but we only have so much to converse about, you know. So we'd like to hear from you guys every now and then, too. Well, with that said, why don't we go ahead and read the trivia question.
Read it. I'm ready.
Do you have any trivia music?
I can come up with some.
Okay. Well, why
you actually have a call calling in right now. If you want to take
really?
A call.
Really? Like well, let's take that call then.
Okay. Good evening, caller. You're saving Mike Chilson tonight. Good evening.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Is Alan again?
Hey, Alan. How are you, buddy?
No airplanes in the shop or no shop for an airplane, and it's rough. But Jerry mentioned something about his website tonight. And yeah. I went on there, and it looks like it's a little down still.
Well, the best thing to do with Jerry's site is he has a online catalog. There's some revisions going on with his website right now. We're actually doing a new one for him, and But
well, there, there's
the
reason it's down right there. My God, you know that's Chilson's man.
Well, I just figured Mitch was slacking again.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Best thing to do is download the catalog, Alan.
I'll do that.
Homepage for catalog.
And actually, I'm off work tomorrow. I might even actually get on the website and actually say howdy to you in the gang.
Well, that'd be fantastic. Unfortunately, I'll be out of the clients all day tomorrow, but be sure and say hello.
I'm sure Randy and the other goobers will be there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So how are you doing now that we've got you on the phone?
I'm doing well. I'm stuck up here in Chattanooga and looking maybe headed back to Georgia. Who knows? All the planes are in storage.
Gotcha. I hear you. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. I enjoy listening when I can, so keep it up. Matt, you too. I want to see your bird. Oh, speaking of Matt, and down here in Chattanooga, there's a little place called the O'Hare Aviation Museum, and they have a T-28 Alpha and a T-28 Bravo down here.
Huh. And what was the name of it again?
It's called the O'Hare Aviation Museum. There's not much online for it.
Okay, we'll have to check that out. Well, thanks for the tip there.
No worries. They're running out of Alpha 01.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to take a look at that and see if we can't have him on the program to help get the word out.
That would be cool. He's a Marine. I'm sure he'll like to talk.
There you go. All right. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks,
Alan. No worries, y'all. Have a good night.
All right. Same to you.
I got an email from Trent Stewart down in Australia, too. He's actually he's building a workshop tonight, or this morning, I guess, for him.
And, he's building a workshop.
He's actually been posting some pictures on the website. But he just emailed in. He said he would call in, but we'd never hear him over the saw in the background.
Well, that'd be all right. Let's take another. You want to take another caller? Let's take another caller.
All right. Let's do that.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air here.
Hey, good evening. How are you guys?
Good. Who's this?
This is Chris from South Carolina.
Chris from South Carolina. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, if I was any better, I would be Matt Jolly.
Oh, boy.
hey, I just sent you an email, but I put my vote in to have Matt Chapman on your show.
Oh, I think we can do that, actually.
I got to see his, I don't know if you saw, you know, some of the planes he was flying at the Joan Hall, and some of it was in the magazine, too. He made some pretty nice scale birds.
Oh, absolutely.
And being an air show pilot and everything, it'd be kind of interesting, I think, to have him on.
Yeah, you know, when he premiered that Cap 580 the first time, I never will forget I got to see the first public flight of that airplane. Oh, and, man, he can tear up the air, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I saw him out at the Joe Knoll. Do you remember how there's like that row of pine trees? And he flew behind that and down below the top of the trees, and you thought, you know, that he crashed, and then you see him pull out. They have like a strip of land behind those trees that's open. But when you first see that, you're like, oh.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great idea. We'll definitely get him booked for this next year for sure. I appreciate you bringing him up. Actually, Matt and I had talked about him at one time. Okay. And I'll tell you who I want to get on the show next year. Matt, and Matt, you're the go-to guy, so I'm going to get you on this, okay?
All right.
You're the one who can make this happen. I want to get Bert Rattan on the show.
Oh, that would be
That would be nice, yeah.
You know, because Bert is a modeler, he still is a modeler, you know, and he grew up modeling, and I would love, you know, he is an excellent person to talk about, you know, what you can do when you set your mind to something. You know, and he's the perfect example of that. So
I'll tell you who the guys that can make that happen is your buddy Dave up there at the AMA.
Yep, absolutely. You know, I think I'll do that. I'll give him a call. Maybe if we work on him from both sides, we can get him to come on the show.
It's not like I have Bert on speed dial, you know?
I know you do. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. But yeah, he's a great guy, though. What a terrific inspiration in both communities there, and you know he's
absolutely
a big help. You know, likes to help out with the AMA, so I think it's great. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely,
good stuff.
Hey, well, Chris,
hey, Mike,
thank you
I have
coming.
One more question for you, real
sure.
quick.
Mm-hmm.
For my next scale project. I'm thinking of building a Zero.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to build something that I could put, like, maybe a DA-100 in, and just wondered what if you had any recommendations for plan.
How about that big Meister Zero?
I was looking at that. I've never built a Meister plane. Do you know if that wing is a two-piece wing or...
Honestly, I don't. But you know, if you shoot Dino an email or give him a call, he'll be happy to answer any questions about that. He's real easy to get a hold of, and loves to talk about the products. So I don't think you'd have any problem. There's a couple of guys actually building it on the site too. If you get on the Meister forum, I know there was one that was just completed in England. So you may check that thread out. That may answer your question.
Yeah. Okay.
I've actually seen one of those fly, and it is a beautiful airplane.
Yeah. It does look nice. So, anyhow, okay. Well, great show, and I'll hang up and listen to the rest of it.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call, buddy.
I see you, Mike.
You take care. Mike. Yeah, I got a chance to meet Chris up at Warbirds over Atlanta, and we stood around and talked for a while at under Dino's tent, and very nice fella. Very nice fella. Really enjoyed talking to him. But
I'm just letting you you know, sit there and talk to yourself there, Mike. But
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're just such a good.
What are you eating, supper?
No, I'm not. I don't even have a drink tonight. I don't know what the.
You know, neither do I. That's what's wrong. We've lost our rhythm.
Lost our rhythm is right. Boy.
Oh, man. Seriously though, let's do the trivia question.
All right, you ready to do it?
I'm ready to do it.
I'm ready for the trivia question. Let's do it.
Okay. The trivia question is of course, brought to you by Meister Scale. And Meister generously donates Zap Glue to us to give away each week. So if you know the answer to the trivia question, you can win a bottle of medium and a bottle of thin Zap CA Glue. And we'll throw in an Aero Cinema preview DVD. And who else? We may throw something else in there, too, with it. You never know.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So tonight's question is very simple, okay? And I want you to call in with the answer. Either you Skype or the number on the player where you're listening. But go ahead and pull up Google, because this is an easy one. Okay. What was the total number of Heinkel 100s built?
Heinkel 100s. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What was the total number of Heinkel 100s built? If you think you know the answer, give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. We'd love to hear from you. It's right there. All you got to do is use Google, you know?
You know, you were so disappointed when we went out to Plains of Fame and you said... show me that Heinkel 100. I've got to see it. I've got, you know, and I remember I asked Steve Enton. I said, Steve, you know, a good buddy of mine wants to know about the Heinkel 100. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's all plywood. It's a replica.
Yeah.
And, I was like, I said, you have no idea how unhappy you just made Mike.
Well, you know, I was like, man, somebody's actually got one here in the States, you know?
Oh, but, boy. Isn't there one at the big museum down the street here?
I believe so, yes, there is.
I'll have to go out there and look for that. So, okay.
Yeah.
How many Heinkel 100s were built? Well,
That's right. Very simple question. All you got to do is pull up Google, do a search, and give us a call at 478-787-4768, and we will get some Zap CA glue out to you.
Awesome.
We'd love to give you some glue tonight. So let's see. What else is going on in the RC world? Everything's rolling up into building season now. Although down in Australia, you know, it's flying season.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys are getting ready to have a few scale contests. And I'm glad to see my buddy Trent is out building his workshop. You know, he's a regular participant on the site. But
got to have a workshop. I just sent you my vote, by the way, for on the program.
Yeah.
I just think that's my vote.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
But anyway, Let's see. I guess Uncle Frank's winding down from Monster Planes. And Matt, I wish you could have been at the rally with us a few weeks ago. We had such a good time.
I do too. I hear the whole state of Florida is now out of whiskey. Is that true?
That's pretty close.
They've run out. They've just run out down there. Well,
you know,
you have a lot of listeners right now, and I can't believe I mean, I found this in like 5 seconds.
I know. Okay, nobody wants to win any glue?
Yeah.
Nobody needs glue. Okay, I guess next week we'll give away some scissors. What do you think?
That'd be good. Yeah. That'd be good.
Seriously, if you know the answer to the trivia question, the question is, what was the total number of Heinkel 100s built?
Yeah. Yep.
If you know it, give us a call. Free prizes, win glue.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
Grab a quarter, call somebody who cares.
Yep. So while we're waiting on a caller, anyway, you should have joined us. You know, my buddy was here from Sweden, and we just had a fantastic time.
Big G there.
Big G, he got to fly. I let him fly the P-47. He fell in love with it, and I said, no, you cannot take it home with you.
You can't take it back to Sweden with it. Sorry.
No. I don't think you can get it in your duffel bag.
I wonder if he's listening this evening or this morning.
Well, I think it's kind of late. Let's say he's about 7 hours ahead of us, so probably not.
Probably tucked away in his bed tonight, sound asleep. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. Well, I just can't believe...
We have a caller, Mike.
We do.
You have a caller. Should we take it? Let's take it.
Let's do it.
Good evening, caller. You're on with Matt and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. Caller.
I'm calling in about the number of HE-100s built.
Yes. Can you turn down your computer in the background, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on the air.
That's always more fun though when they do that, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear how good you sound.
Okay.
So.
Anyway, this is Jerry, and I waited as long as I could. And actually, it depends on the source, but it's either 24 or 25, depending on the source. And that's in several publications I have here. It's not off. It's not off the internet though.
Huh. Well, Jerry Bates, guess what? You won some glue.
Hey, Mike, that's Jerry Bates.
Hey, look, it's Jerry Bates.
Jerry Bates winning.
Yeah,
the
I ate fried chicken with you once. I remember that.
You know, it's pretty bad when the guest has to call in to win a trivia question.
Well, I waited, man. You
waited.
I couldn't wait any longer, you know?
Yeah.
It was killing you, wasn't it?
Actually, yeah.
Well, Jerry, I have your address, so you know what? I'll be sending you some Zap Glue, a Aero Cinema preview pack, and heck, I think I'll even send you a sticker for your truck, an RCSB sticker. How about
there
that?
There you go.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, and I'll put the glue right on that welch as soon as it comes
in. Yeah.
See if we can wrap that up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow, Jerry Bates there, the big winner tonight. Yeah. There, you know,
that's
we have
right.
another caller here too. You want to take this other caller as well?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air here.
Hey, Matt. It's Chris again.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris.
I was calling in for the trivia on the Heinkel.
Okay.
And it looks like it says here 25, including prototypes, as the number built.
Well, guess what?
Right?
Since we didn't give any glue away last week, we're going to let you win also.
Oh, awesome.
So do me a favor, Chris. Email me your mailing address to live@rcscalebuilder.com.
Okay.
And we'll get some Zap glue out to you and a Aero Cinema preview pack.
Yeah. I never looked up this plane. It looks pretty sweet, actually.
It's a very interesting airplane.
Yeah.
It went head to head with the 109 for the basic fighter for Germany, but obviously, like Jerry said, the politics involved, and Mr. Heinkel was Jewish, and you know that didn't go over well with some RLM.
It looks like
so.
It uses the same power plant, though.
Yeah. Interesting airplane. Really interesting airplane.
Yeah.
Beautiful in the air too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right. Thanks,
Chris. Be sure to email me your info.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. There you go.
All right. There we go, man.
just never know.
Two
how
winners.
It's gonna happen. Yeah, absolutely. Jerry Bates and Chris there. That's good. Well, I'm glad Jerry won. At least he got a little something for doing the show tonight, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Good. And Jerry, if you're listening, I appreciate you calling in. It was a lot of fun. And everybody enjoyed hearing what you're working on and hope you'll come back again sometime.
Absolutely. But, hey, consider my guest, will you? Consider him.
I don't think so, man.
I'm telling you, it'd be a great one. It'd be a great show.
Yeah, it would be great, all right.
It'd be a great show. Full of fun. So, all right. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to get in trouble tonight.
I want to let people know something about you. You know, you come off as this calm, reserved person.
Uh-huh.
But don't. Oh, great. Somebody's car alarm's going off. This is my life. Live radio.
What the heck is Wilson doing?
Anyway.
Oh, boy. All right.
You know, Matt comes off as this calm, cool person who's very reserved, but don't let it fool you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say
right.
about my friend. So, Anyway. Well, look, it's been a lot of fun tonight, folks. We had a great time. I appreciate you guys that called in and emailed in. Like I said, the show's all about you. So, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And I really want to hear from you on some suggestions for guests. And, you know, because we'd like to keep tweaking the show and making it better. And next week, let's see, what do we have next week? Alan Yendall will be back with his subject seeking segment, which is like Masterpiece Theater on the RC Scale Builder Show. And Steve Thomas from Zor Props will be here. He's got a very, very exciting announcement about a new project they're launching. And we're excited about it and can't wait to see how it goes off. But he'll be here. And then I believe maybe... I better not announce that next one, but that's what we got coming up next week. So be sure and tune in. And you never know who's going to show up on this show.
You never know. Nope. You never know either, Mike.
I never know either.
I might have to pull some rabbits out of my hat and have somebody have my guest come on. That'd be fun.
You know, that would.
That'd be fun.
And, I think we should let your wife start doing a segment on the show. What do you think?
I don't think she has time, but
well, she can record it. She can record it at 2 a.m.
Maybe for you she would. But
she'd be like, no, we'll Matt.
Yeah, nope.
Nope. I hear you.
All right.
All right. Well, I'll ask Sweet. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Does that work with her?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I appreciate your help tonight, Matthew.
You're welcome.
As usual, you helped me to keep the show rolling, and we appreciate you letting us come on Warbird Radio and do this show.
Well, hey, thank you. Thanks for doing it. I'll play the music now so you can bow out now.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? That's going to wrap up another episode. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week with another great interview and more information about what's going on in RC Scale. And in the meantime, be sure and join us at rcscalebuilder.com for some of the best information about scale bidding on the net. And also be sure and stay tuned here on Warbird Radio for more great programming brought to you by Mr. Matt Jolly. And until next time, don't forget to measure twice and cut once. Good night.
Good night. Now go turn your car alarm off, Chilson, will you?
Yeah.
Bye.